Like Clockwork by Margie Orford. Read by Charlotte Strevens. Prologue. The man watches the cigarette burning between the fingers of his right hand. The cuff of his silk shirt strains against his lean wrist, the cufflink glinting in the artificial light. Although the room is hidden at the center of the house, a warren of rooms and passages, he hears the thud-thud of slammed car doors in the garage. He raises his head, close-cropped and scarred in places, and listens. He waits. He knows how long it will take. Then he uncoils himself from the leather chair. He walks to the door that slides open at a touch. This room and its records are not visible from anywhere. No one ever enters it. Two strides take him to the room where they have brought the new consignment. She looks at him, terrified. He finds this provocative. He holds out his hand to the girl. Conditioned to politeness, confused, she gives him hers. He looks at it. Then he turns the palm, secret, pink, upwards. He looks into her eyes and smiles. He stubs the cigarette out in her hand. "Welcome," he says. The girl watches her heart line, curving round the plump mound of her thumb, burn away. Her sharp, shocked intake of breath breaks the silence. "What's your name?" he murmurs, smoothing her long hair behind her ear.
"I want to go home," she whispers. "Please."
The man strokes the rounded chin, her soft throat. Then he turns and walks back.